So the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I'm going to put aside most of what I was going to say today, because I was touched by this processional hymn that was changed, and it spoke to me instantly. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? Soldier. It has a military aspect to it. A lot of the church has demuted that because it sounds too militaristic or too even macho or something. But we are soldiers. If we're going to be a follower of the Lamb, we have to stand tall. That's why we bear this cross. It's a symbol of just bearing the cross, as it says in the confirmation service, to fight manfully for the standard, the cross. Should I fear to speak his name? We get out in the marketplace. Are we too scared to say that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, when the conversation leads? I mean, don't go out in the street just blaring it out. Maybe some people do that. But it's an idea of living that life before people that perhaps, as St. Francis said, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. And if necessary, use words. A follower of the Lamb. And shall I fear to own his cause? Or do we blush to speak his name? Are we somehow embarrassed to speak his name? We shouldn't be. The church militant, must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease? I think sometimes I thank the Lord for all his blessings, but I see what some other people have gone through, and I haven't gone through it, and I thank the Lord that I haven't. But does he think that, is he giving me blessings, or is he giving me these blessings because he knows I couldn't handle something more difficult? I ask myself that question. While others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas, the blood of martyrs is traced throughout church history. We see martyrdom, and white martyrdom as they call it these days, where people are chastised for believing. But the saints, for instance, tomorrow will be the feast of St. Valentine, a bishop and a martyr. To speak his name would cost your life. Come and just pay obeisance to the emperor and to the gods, and you can do your Christianity. No, they wouldn't do it. They were just saying, no, I stand for Christ and Christ alone. Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? The foes in this world are the loss of morality, the loss of decency, the loss of having standards, some moral compass. Are we willing to stem that flood in the ways that we can? Is this vain world a friend of grace to help me on to God? Doesn't seem like it, does it, with all that's going on? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. There is a fight. We have to stand tall. We have to stand cross-current to swim upstream, if you will, from what the world is doing. Bible-believing and committed Christians are looked at as something weird, something strange, something, a person that doesn't seem to have compassion for others, I seem to say. Increase my courage, Lord. I think we all need a dose of that. I'll bear the cross, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Thy saints, and that's us, those that have been baptized and confirmed, are saints with a small s. We are ones that follow Christ. We're a saint is someone sanctified, set apart. If we stand in this, and it is a glorious war, I mean, it's dangerous, and yet if the world rails against us, then maybe we're doing something right. Shall conquer though they die. The martyrs know that all that well, and they're enjoying that beatific vision that we all long for. They view the triumph from afar and seize it with their eye. Saint Stephen, when he was being stoned, looked up and saw the glory of Christ. And he asked, as our Lord said in his own words, forgive him. In his own words said, forgive him, for they know not what they do. Lay this not to their charge. When that illustrious day shall rise, and all thy armies shine, and robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine. The words of Isaac Watts, 1724. It is a war that we're in, and as we approach this Lenten season, and I'm glad we have these Jesmas Sundays, to take us from that high plane of Christmas, Epiphany, the manifestation of our Lord, the changing of water into wine, his baptism, his healings, many healings. Now we have that slow descent to where now we prepare to our Lenten exercises. As the epistle says, you know, know that not that they which run in the grace run all, but everyone receives the pipe. But why do we run? We run to meet this race, to examine our own lives, to see what is amiss. And as Lent approaches, I always get scared. Oh, not again. But when I get into it, I realize it's good for us because I have to look in myself. And what I see, that's when I look into myself, what I'm supposed to do during Lent, I get scared sometimes. I fall so short. And that's not to discourage, but to encourage to fight manfully for the sword of Christ, the word of God. I close with these words from Saint Cyprian. And it was actually designed for the feast of St. Valentine, bishop and martyr. The combat of the faith. God is watching us as we battle and fight in the combat of the faith. His angels are watching us, and so is Christ. How great is the honor of that glory. How great is the happiness of fighting with God as protector and of being crowned in victory with Christ as the judge. Beloved brethren, let us summon up all our strength. And let us be prepared for the conflict with a pure mind, complete faith, and with dedicated courage. Let the army of God march to the place of battle, which is appointed for us. The blessed Apostle Paul teaches us to be prepared and armed when he says, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let us take up these arms. Let us fortify ourselves with these spiritual and heavenly means of protection, that on the evil day we may be able to resist the threats of the devil and beat them back. Let us put on the breastplate of righteousness, that our hearts may be fortified and safe against the darts of the enemy. Let our feet be shod and armed with the teaching of the gospel, so that when we begin to be trampled on and to crush the head of the serpent, he will not be able to bite us and overthrow us. Let us carry bravely the shield of faith, so that with its protection we may be able to parry whatever the enemy hurls at us. Let us also receive the spiritual helmet to protect our head, so that our ears may be fortified against hearing commands which would bring us to destruction. Let our eyes be covered against the sight of the despicable images, and our foreheads fortified with the Son of God, may be kept safe, and our mouths, that in victory our tongue may confess Christ its Lord. Let us also arm our right hand with the sword of the Spirit, that it might bravely reject the sacrifices of death, so that this right hand which receives the body of the Lord made mindful of the Eucharist, embrace him, and afterwards may receive the prize of the heavenly crown from the Lord. Beloved brethren, keep these things in your hearts. If the day of persecution should overtake us as we think and meditate upon these things, the soldier of Christ, who is well trained by his advice and warning, will not shrink from the battle, but will be prepared for the crown of victory. Saint Cyprian, Bishop and Martyr. Let us therefore fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is our strength, and Christ is the prize. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.